United Kingdom supports a statement made by Bulgaria on behalf of the European Union. I would like to add the following remarks in my national capacity, many of which will echo those just made in the statement by our US colleague. We've seen time and again instances of Syria repeatedly flouting international non-proliferation and disarmament treaties and norms that it is committed to uphold and which are vital to keeping us all safe. Syria's repeated use of chemical weapons over the course of the 7-year conflict is well documented. The OPCW-UN Joint Investigative Mechanism has confirmed that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons on at least 4 occasions, including the sarin attack on Khan Shukun on the 4th of April 2017. The OPCW fact-finding mission has also found that chemical weapons were used in Latamina in March 2017 and Saraqib in February this year. We condemn Syria's repeated use of chemical weapons against its own people, including the latest barbaric attack in Douma, following which the United Kingdom acted with our American and French allies seeking to alleviate the humanitarian suffering of the Syrian people by degrading the regime's chemical weapons capability and deterring their use. And the findings of the OPCW's declaration assessment team could not be clearer. Serious gaps and omissions remain in Syria's declaration under the Chemical Weapons Convention. This flagrant disregard for international commitments is mirrored in Syria's record on nuclear non-proliferation. The IAEA's technical assessment of the Deir ez-Zor facility clearly and comprehensively detailed Syria's non-compliance with its safeguard agreements under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Repeated calls by the Director General of the IAEA for Syrian cooperation remain unanswered. As a result, outstanding safeguarding questions regarding the Deir ez-Zor site and 3 other locations remain. Syria's continued non-compliance of its safeguards agreement and attempt to disregard its safeguards obligations undermine the very principles of this conference. The erosion of global norms, particularly in regards to nuclear and chemical disarmament, is a deeply worrying trend that threatens every state, nation, and people. It is therefore a travesty that Syria has assumed the presidency of this body. The UK will not allow Syria to inflict damage on the work of the Conference on Disarmament and its subsidiary bodies. The work of this conference is too important to global stability for us to allow Syria to pursue its own agenda. We will continue to work tirelessly to hold those responsible for breaches of international norms and agreements to account and to uphold and defend the global consensus that chemical weapons should not be used. In this context, no member of this delegation will meet bilaterally with the representatives of a regime that has committed such acts of barbarism and who mocks repeatedly the rules-based international system of which this body is a part.